Welcome to the first episode of the Nerdcast interview series. I started this because I wanted to talk to my friends that do cool stuff. And the very first episode, I interviewed my daughter, Madeline. She's 7 years old, and we talked about some movies. It's kind of painful at times because I had to coax answers out of her. There's a lot of yes or no's, but we had a lot of fun doing it. And so hopefully if we do it again, she'll understand a little better. She needs to talk more, maybe not shake her head so much. But it was fun. So here you go. Here's Madeline.
There's an echo pulling out the meaning.
It's all right to tell me.
Rescuing a nightmare from a dream.
What you think about me?
The voices in my head are always screaming.
I won't try to argue
that none of this means anything to me.
Against
and
you.
It's a long way back from 17. The whispers turn into a scream, and I guess this ain't coming.
So what's your name?
Madeline.
And how old are you?
7.
Get a little closer to the mic. So we recently saw Captain America Civil War. Did you like it?
Yeah.
So what was the best part of the movie?
When they were fighting.
At the airport?
Yeah.
Which character did you like seeing fight the most?
Captain America.
Captain America? What about, did you like Spider-Man?
Yeah.
What was the best part of the new Spider-Man?
That Spider-Man looked a little bit younger, older than in the cartoon.
He looked a little older than in the cartoon? But he looked younger than the other movies we've seen, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think of Ant-Man becoming Giant-Man?
It was pretty cool seeing that, but when Spider-Man wrapped around him, it was not very cool because he fell down.
But he compared it to Empire Strikes Back. Remember that?
Yeah.
What other characters did you like in the movie?
Iron Man.
Iron Man? Did you like him as kind of being the bad guy of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about Black Panther? What did you think of Black Panther?
He was a little bit scary, but I liked him.
A little scary? What was scary about him?
That he used his claws a little bit.
That he used his claws? And so, what'd you think of the Winter Soldier?
It was a little bit scary at some parts, like when they were showing that he killed
Iron Man?
Iron Man's dad.
Yeah.
But I liked every other part.
So, what about, let's see, the main bad guy in it was Baron Zemo. He was the guy that set it all up. What'd you think of him? Was he a good bad guy?
No.
No? Why not?
Because he made Black Panther act up to kill
Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Okay, so your favorite part was the airport fight, right?
Yeah.
Which character's fighting was the best?
When Hawkeye, he came up, I think it was Hawkeye, yeah. He came over by Captain America and Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
And then one of the girls traded teams and then helped Captain America and Winter Soldier escape.
That was Black Widow. Yeah, that was pretty cool that she helped him. Let's see, what else was there in the movie? Did you like that Iron Man got Spider-Man on his side?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you looking forward to the new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
Okay. The end of it was the big fight with Winter Soldier and Captain America versus Iron Man. Did you like that fight?
Yeah.
What was the best part of that fight?
That they all escaped, but sometimes they got hurt.
They got hurt, but they all got out of it?
Yeah, and they kept on fighting. They didn't stop.
Yeah. So, what do you think's going to happen in the next movie? Because right now there's Captain America's side and Iron Man's side still.
I think they're going to get together and fight the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who the bad guy's going to be in the Avenger movie?
No.
Thanos. You remember Thanos from the other movies?
Yeah.
So he's going to get the Infinity Gauntlet. Remember that?
Yeah.
So the next movie coming out from Marvel is Doctor Strange. Do you want to see that?
Yeah.
Why do you want to see that one? Honestly, it's... Don't know? Just because it's a Marvel movie?
Yeah.
All right, what's been the best Marvel movie you've watched so far?
I think Captain America Civil War.
Civil War? That's better than all of them? What's the next one then? What was your favorite before Civil War? There's 3 Iron Man movies, 2 Thors, 2 Avengers, Ant-Man,
and
2 Captain Americas.
First Avengers.
First Avengers? Okay. What was the best part of that one? You don't know? Was there a character you liked more in it? No.
I'm just picking something about Avengers, but I don't really know.
Something about Avengers, but you don't really remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it involve some of the characters? What? Did you like Ant-Man?
Yeah.
The movie? What was the best part of that movie?
That... That he saves his kid, but a lot of people did not think it was his kid, but it was.
Ah. How funny was it when the Thomas the Train got super big?
It was very funny.
Very funny. One of the next movies coming out is going to be Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Do you want to see that one?
Yeah.
Did you like the first Guardians?
Yeah.
Who was the best one in the first Guardians?
Groot.
Groot?
Because he was drinking water, but Rocket, he was like, no, don't drink that water.
Yeah, that was funny.
Uh-huh.
What other characters did you like in that movie? Guardians.
Can't remember.
Can't remember? There was Star-Lord and Drax.
Star-Lord.
You like Star-Lord? Did you like the little dance-off at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. Let's see, what else is going to come out? There's going to be a Black Panther movie. Do you want to see that?
A little bit.
A little bit. What about the ones that aren't part of the Marvel Universe? What about the new X-Men movie? Do you want to see that one?
A little bit.
A little bit. Did you like the other X-Men movies you've seen?
A little bit.
A little bit. There's a new Wolverine movie coming out. How about that one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why do you like Wolverine?
Because he's very cool. He was born with metal things, metal claws.
Well, he wasn't born with the metal. He was born with bone claws, and they put metal over him.
Why?
The bad guys did that, and he wanted to stop Sabretooth, according to the movies. In the comic books, it's a little different. What about Fantastic Four? Have you liked the Fantastic Four movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you think they were good? We saw the last one. The one where they went to the other place and left Dr. Doom behind. Remember that? No. Most people don't either. What about the DC movies? You've seen the Batman movies.
Yeah.
You like those ones? Mm-hmm. Which one was the best? The one where he becomes Batman, the one with the Joker, or the one with Bane?
Joker.
You like the Joker? He was a good villain, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
And did you want to see Batman versus Superman? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you like the first Superman movie? It was a little too scary for you.
I don't remember.
Okay. You watched it. I thought you were got a little scared during it. So, would you rather watch the DC movies or the DC TV shows?
DC TV shows, because I'm not very big fan of sitting down watching movies, but I'll sit down and watch TV shows.
So, I know you love Supergirl. Are we going to sit down and watch Supergirl when it comes on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch it all real quick. What about The Flash? You've watched some of it. Did you like what you saw? We'll have to get you all caught up so you see them all. You haven't seen Green Arrow, though, the Arrow TV show, have you?
No. But I saw him in Flash.
You saw him in Flash? Would you watch the Arrow show?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about Legends of Tomorrow? It has, like, Hawkman and Hawkwoman and Captain Cold, the bad guy from The Flash.
I would like it because it's Hawk stuff.
Hawk stuff? Do you like Hawkgirl?
Yeah.
You've seen her on what, the Justice League cartoon?
I think...
Maybe, did she show up in Young Justice?
Maybe.
Maybe. You've watched a lot of Young Justice, haven't you?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite on Young Justice?
Superman.
Do they need to start making new ones? Mm-hmm. So, Superman's not one of the Young Justice people, though. He's one of the Justice League. Are you talking about Superboy?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else do you like? Do you like Megan?
Flash.
Oh, well, yeah, Kid Flash. So we started watching season two of it. I think you saw most of season one. Have you liked season two, where it's the invasion, the aliens? Or do you not remember any of it? They can't see you. Shake your head yes. You have to talk. All right. Let's see. You've watched a lot of Justice League cartoons?
Yeah.
You like those?
Yeah.
Because they have Superman in them? Mm-hmm. So is the Superman characters, Superman, Superboy, Supergirl, your favorites of all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character after Superman, then? The Superman people.
Superboy.
Superboy? Well, after all the super people, Superman, Supergirl, Superboy.
Flash.
Flash? And then Captain America?
Yeah.
Okay. So you like DC a little bit more than Marvel? Mm-hmm. Is DC going to make good movies like Marvel is?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, scoot a little closer. What about Suicide Squad? I've shown you previews of that. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
What's the best part of Suicide Squad? You don't know? Harley? It's got Batman in it. And Joker.
Batman and Joker?
And Harley Quinn.
Who's she?
She's kind of like the Joker's girlfriend. She's crazy. She's pretty cool, though. She's like a girl Deadpool. You think that'd make it cool?
Yeah.
I'll have to go see it first, then I'll see if it's good for you. So, what other movies? Do you want to talk about other movies? We just watched Peanuts last night. Did you like it?
Yeah.
What was the best part of Peanuts?
That he told the truth, and that redhead girl, she picked him as a partner because he showed her good things.
That's a good reason. What about all the stuff with Snoopy flying in this doghouse? How was that?
It was good, and it was my favorite part of that was when he saved the other dog.
Yeah, that was pretty cool when he beat the Red Baron.
Yeah.
Do you know they started writing those comic strips a long time ago, and he's always fought the Red Baron in the comics. What else have we seen recently? You saw Jungle Book. Did you like Jungle Book?
A little bit, but it was scary.
It was scary? Well, who is your favorite character from Jungle Book?
The guy.
Mowgli? What about Baloo? Did you like Baloo?
Bear?
They sing in Bear Necessities as he flowed down the river?
Yeah.
I showed you the cartoon of that clip. Which one was better, the cartoon or the real one?
Cartoon.
The cartoon. Do you remember watching the cartoon movie?
No.
We'll have to watch it again.
But the clip, the cartoon was better.
Gotcha. You saw Zootopia? Did you like Zootopia?
Yeah.
What was good about that? I haven't seen it, so you'll have to explain to me the best part.
That, no rabbits have ever been a police, but Zootopia, that's the rabbit's name, Zootopia, she fought bad guys for the police station.
That's very cool. It was a good movie?
Yeah.
Better than Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Better than Captain America Civil War?
No.
Better than Peanuts?
No.
No? Okay. All right. So, do you have anything else you want to say to everybody? No? All right. That's Madeline. Tell them bye.
Bye.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed that. I will speak with Madeline again. Next up, we might do Marcus from Wow Jizo, or my friend Russ, who does, he's a big Yankees fan. He runs a website called OCR Buddy, which is Obstacle Course Racing. Very cool stuff. So check back in the next couple weeks.
This is Lawyer LeChance with his medley of Blink 182 song Bored to Death, Damn It, and After Midnight.
Good job.
There's an echo pulling out the meaning.
It's alright to tell me.
Rescuing a nightmare from a dream.
What you think
about me? The voices in my head are always screaming.
I won't try to argue
that none of this means anything to me.
I'll hold it against
and
you.
It's a long way back from 17. The whispers turn into a scream, and
I guess this
I'm
is
not coming home.
I'll save your breath. I'm nearly bored to death and fade to
black. Well, I guess this is growing up.
Life is too short to last long. Back on
now
everybody
is gone.
Lost and I've come and fade to
black. Well, I guess this is growing up.
Life is too short to last long.
There's a stranger staring at the ceiling.
And maybe
I'll see you rescuing a tiger from a tree.
At a movie
sneak preview, the pictures in her head are always dreaming.
She'll show up
and walk by. Each of them means everything to me.
On the arm of that guy.
And it's a long way back from 17. The whispers turn into a scream, and I
guess
I'm not coming
home. I'll save your breath. I'm nearly bored to death and fade to black.
Well, I guess this is growing up.
Life is too short to last long. Back on
now
everybody
is gone.
Lost and I've come and fade to black.
I guess this is growing up.
Life is too short to last long.
We'll stack your home after midnight.
Set down.
These nights go on and on and on.
But all my friends are daring me to come over.
Well,
so I come over and over
midnight.
And over.
So
let me buy you a drink and we'll pretend that you think that
these
I'm the man of your dreams. Come to life in a dive bar. And we'll go over and over and over. 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 And it'll happen once again. You'll turn to a friend, someone that understands.
Life is
and see through
to
the
last
plan.
Back on
but everybody is gone.
And you've come for
to
find.
There's space that's on your own.
Life
well,
is
I guess
too short.
This is growing up.
So AJ went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed. I'm a human, but I gotta do to get it true to you. I'm superhuman, and I'm better, man. I made a promise so that anything you say is ricochet. And I'm familiar to you. I'm devastated, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating. Never fitting out, I'm the haters. I'm forever waiting for the day that they can say. I follow that we celebrate it, cause I know the way to get a motivated. I'm elevating.